Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today, my dad and I are going to be dancing and romancing. Right, Dad?
Right you are, John.
Yes! We're going to be talking about so many songs with the word dance or dancing in the title.
That's right.
Yes, so very exciting. Also, we have a, gosh, would you call it a trivia question, Dad? Or I guess we've got sort of a guess it. You know, it's a guess the top three dance songs. Right?
In of rock all roll. Time.
Yes, of all time. Yeah. Okay, so before we get into that, do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me and this podcast. We could not do it without you. So there's that. And now I guess we could pose it to people, right?
Okay.
What are the top three dance songs
of all time?
Of all time. That had a dance associated with them.
Oh, okay.
Two.
You know? All right.
Although one of them, it's more a routine than a dance.
Okay.
You know? So we'll be answering that at the end of the episode.
All righty.
Okie dokie. So the first song we're supposed to be talking about is Martha and the Vandellas, right?
Martha and the Vandellas had one of the true big hits, not only in just the fact that it was a big hit song, but the fact that it also was associated with dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the song is called Dancing in the Street.
Right.
Right?
So my question is,
yeah,
why did they have to dance in the street?
That I do not know. Do you think the dance hall was locked or, you know? So where would people be dancing? What, like dance halls or gymnasiums or what, fraternal organizations?
Is all of the above.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, the title, Johnny, is Dancing in the Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by, get this,
okay,
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, wow.
William Mickey Stevenson and Ivory Joe Hunter. Now, that's quite a lineup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It first became popular in 1964 when recorded by Martha and the Vandellas, whose version reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and peaked at number 4 in the UK singles chart.
Wow, that's good for them.
Yes. It was one of Motown's signature songs. Now, that's neat.
Okay, yeah. So Motown was around at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the group, of course, Martha and the Vandellas, it was their premiere song.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we play it then?
Let's play it.
Okay. All right, this is Martha and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Street.
Let's see what else we can come up with, Johnny. How about if we get a little more, shall we say, current?
Oh, sure.
With a song done by Roxy Music.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the one I'm referring to?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's called Dance Away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Roxy Music, is it all right that I talk about the band?
Sure.
Great. Thank you, Dad. Yeah, Roxy Music had been considered a glam rock band, you know, kind of like T-Rex,
right.
David Bowie, Gary Glitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I suppose the like, and all that. And around this time, they were really changing their sound. They were becoming a little more smooth, a little more polished. And it was around this time that they recorded this song like Dance Away.
Okay.
They had an album called Avalon, too, which was pretty influential. And pretty popular.
Yeah.
And one of the songs off of there, Avalon, you know, is pretty swell. Like lots of people listen to that one still. Anyway, yeah, they've been popular and then not so popular and popular again and not so popular. You know, and I think is that enough, Dad?
Yeah.
Shall I keep going? I was gonna talk about the band members, but how about we listen to the song?
That's all right. We can listen to the song. We can tell the folks that it spent a total of 14 weeks on the charts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, you know, when the band's in, it's in.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's not, it's not.
It held number one on the Irish hit parade.
Oh, nice.
Yes. 1 week.
Well, that's the Irish for you.
That's it. So let's do it. Let's play Roxy Music and Dance Away.
It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by hand in hand with another guy. You're dressed to kill, and guess who's dying? Dance away.
That was Dance Away by Roxy Music. A little more current. Isn't that what you had said, Dan?
Yep.
A little more current there.
That is true.
Okay, so what's the next song?
The next song, we're going back into the vault of treasured music.
Yes, this is Davey B's hit song vault. Yeah. So, we can't tell anyone the combination, though.
Yes. We're going to grab a song by the Beach Boys, Johnny.
Oh, good.
Dance, 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 Johnny, was written by Brian and Carl. Music-wise.
Oh, okay.
While the lyrics were written by Brian and Mike Love.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So that's how it's split.
And here's the, should we say, thing that sets it apart that I suppose would be more of interest to people who write songs and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Although many pop songs, Johnny, raise their key or up. You know, at the start of the final chorus.
Yep. Yeah, you and I talk about that when we're listening to some music. You can hear the key change.
Dance, Dance, Dance subverts this convention by modulating in the middle of the verse, which was something different.
Mm-hmm. That is very different.
Yes. Billboard described the song as having a tremendous rock, surf, and beat and groovy lyrics, saying that the Beach Boys have never sounded better. Oh, and I agree.
Yeah, it's a cool tune, you know, because of what they do musically.
Yeah.
You know, that subversion.
So, shall we let it grab the audience?
Oh, certainly.
Here then, the Beach Boys with Dance, Dance, Dance.
Down, I try to shake it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick. I love to dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hot. Dance, 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 right there. The bar's really hot. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hot. Dance, 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 yeah. Like to show a blast. I play it cool and slow and jump in.
Okay, so the next song is by Etta James, and it's called The Wallflower or Dance With Me, Henry.
This song is a dialogue, actually, between Henry and the singer.
Sure. And in this case, Etta James.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, baby, what have I got to do to make you love me too? You've got to roll with me, Henry.
And then it became, you got to dance with me.
Right.
Is that it? You got to dance with me, Henry.
The context is the dance floor.
Okay.
And not enough said.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, you know, before we were recording or when you had brought this song up, you know, or this artist, right?
Right.
Etta James. You know, the first song I thought of with her was At Last.
Right.
You know, and I do believe I haven't heard it performed by anyone else. I know it has been, you know, I know it had that song At Last has been performed by so right. many other people, but mm-hmm. yeah, I've only ever heard Etta James. And so right. shall we listen to Etta James now?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Etta James with The Wallflower or Dance With Me, Henry, or Roll With Me, Henry.
Hey, baby, this is what you'll have to do to make me love you too. You got to dance with me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. Rock with me, Henry. Talk to me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on. Roll on, roll on, roll on while the cats are falling. You better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute, so you better get with it. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on.
Come on, dance with me, Henry.
Yeah, that's, Henry, come yeah. on.
That is Etta James with her soul-smashing song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time to kind of what I think, John, is the all-encompassing, how many songs or dances can you put into one record?
Yes, you know, with this one, Dad, I had wondered, are we supposed to put it, because we had talked about, or I guess you had talked about an episode of your show, and you allowed me to talk about it too, but an episode of your show where it's just about types of dances.
Right.
And I had thought, was this song supposed to wait for that one? You know, because it mentions so many dances.
So many dances.
Because it's called Land of a Thousand Dances. Yeah. But no, it ended up in this one.
And the strange thing about it is, it was written and recorded by several artists, but the song is famous for its na 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 na
na na na na yes. na 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 na.
You got it.
Na 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 na. Need that, someone help me sing it one more time?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That hook, as we call it in the business, which was on the 1965 version by Cannibal and the Headhunters.
Okay.
It happened by accident.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
When Frankie Cannibal Garcia, lead singer of Cannibal and the Headhunters, forgot the lyrics.
Oh, boy.
The melody to this section was also created spontaneously.
Okay.
As it is not in the original track.
Okay.
It was written by Chris Kenner, who's the original artist.
Okay.
And if I were to list the number of songs in the lyrics to Land of a Thousand Dances, we'd be here all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. Shall we play it?
Let's play it.
Okay, so this is Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett.
There it is, the Land of a Thousand Dances, and boy, after all that dancing, are we beat or what?
Whew, my goodness, Wilson, like slow it down for a minute. Let me catch my breath.
Yeah. Oh, great song. Next one on our list of danceable goodies is Keep On Dancing. And that's a rock song that I tell you, it was their one and only.
Oh, the Gentrys?
The Gentrys. Their one and only claim to fame. was Keep on Dancing.
Yeah.
The Gentry's version of the song was released in 1965.
Okay.
But was soon nationally distributed and picked up by MGM Records. So they got the, should we say, coverage of...
Full support, right?
Of the United States record-buying public.
Yeah.
And Keep on Dancing is notable for the fact that it is actually one short recording repeated in order to stretch the record out to the length of the typical pop singles of the day.
So it's kind of looped?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Wow. Yeah. The second part of the song, after a false fade, beginning with Gentry's drummer Larry Wall's drum fill.
Okay.
Is the same as the first.
Oh, okay. So that's where the song kind of restarts? Or that's where it loops?
Yes.
Wow.
Although the Gentrys usually had Jimmy Hart and Bruce Balls as singers, the band's guitarist, Larry Raspberry, sang lead vocals on this song, their one and only.
Larry Raspberry, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Not laughing at him. It's just kind of like, wow, you know, to have that, yeah, that claim to fame, you know, to have that hit song,
right.
To have it be so, you know, in the spotlight, you know, and who's the singer? Larry Raspberry, of course, of course it is.
So that's the story of Keep on Dancing.
Okay.
Shall we... Lend an ear?
Oh, absolutely. Shall we include the audience too? Shall we play it for
Let's
them and not
do
just
it.
Listen to it ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Gentrys with Keep on Dancing.
I keep on dancing, boy.
Okay, so the next song is called Tiny Dancer. It's by Elton John.
Right.
Or Elton John and Bernie Taupin, right?
Yeah, gotta include Bernie.
Yes, of course. And they were one of the most successful, right, duos in music, with Bernie writing the lyrics and Elton John writing the music.
Right.
Yeah. And we had talked about Crocodile Rock already.
Right.
I do believe we had done that, right? And I think Bernie Taupin had said he just couldn't stand that song.
You know what was funny?
Huh.
Is Bernie Taupin wrote Tiny Dancer for his wife.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
She says, I knew the song was about me. So she was, you know, I guess not too hard to figure out.
I guess not. You know, she must be the blue jean baby, right? Blue jean baby.
Yep. That's it.
Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you, Dad, you were telling me about this song getting into some hot water.
Yes.
Some trouble.
That's true.
Yes.
Strangely enough, the opening line of the second verse is what we're referring to, John.
Oh, yeah, that's what got it into some trouble?
Yes.
Yeah. Shall I sing it?
Sure.
The opening line?
Yeah.
Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for God.
That's what caused it.
Yep.
And it did very well. All across Canada, Australia, the United States.
And then didn't some territories ban it?
Yeah.
But then...
But even the ones that banned it, because of the fact that it got so popular, decided, well, I guess we can play it anyway.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I lived with a fella who had really thought that what was being sung in this song was, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Shall we play the song?
Let's do it after that. What else can I say
that I do not know? So here is Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
Our next little gem we have for you this afternoon is a Euro pop, really big hit.
Sensation.
Sensation, yes.
If I may go so far as to say that.
Yes. Done by ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's entitled Dancing Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason Dancing Queen made such a big hit in so many countries, topping the charts, and I could name them forever.
Yeah.
Denmark, Canada, Australia, the Netherlands, Belgium, Czechoslovakia. I could go on and on.
Okay, yeah. Let's stop there.
And the strange thing about it was they kind of stole the sound of it from Phil Spector.
Oh, the wall of sound sort of
the
thing?
The wall of sound arrangements, yes. Mm-hmm. And you remember a song called Rock Your Baby by George McRae?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They stole kind of the sound.
Sure, the quality?
The quality of that.
Sort of song. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
So it had the credentials.
Well, I suppose if you're going to steal from a song, steal from a hit song.
There you go.
And steal from a hit song maker.
Yes.
Right.
So shall we play it?
Oh, absolutely.
This is ABBA's number one claim to fame in the United States, Dancing Queen.
So the next song, right, is by The Drifters. I mean The Shadows. I mean The Drifters. Oh, gosh. And it's called Save the Last Dance, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't originally designated that Save the Last Dance for Me was going to be the, should we say, A side of the record.
Yeah. Yeah. And for people who don't know,
right
records might have an A side and a B side.
And a B side.
Yeah. So Save the Last Dance originally, or Save the Last Dance for Me originally, was the B-side?
The B-side,
So
yes.
What was the A-side?
The A-side was a song called Nobody But Me.
Huh.
And obviously nobody ever heard it.
Yeah, but me.
Yeah.
I mean, but you, right?
Right. The Drifters version of the song, released a few months after Ben E. King left the group, would go on to spend three non-consecutive weeks at number one on the U.S. pop chart.
Sure. Ben E. King. That name sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Yes. There was a lot of people who were, believe it or not, lead singer for the Drifters.
Oh, yeah. Or lead vocalist for the Drifters.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know he had some success.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
On his own.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, shall we play the song?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so this is Save the Last Dance for Me by The Drifters.
Oh, I know. That the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you.
Okay, so now we're moving on to Loggins and Messina with the song Your Mama Don't Dance.
And your daddy don't rock and roll.
And so what's some of the history of this one, Dad?
Well, it deals with the 1950s and 1960s lifestyle concerning kind of generation gaps and stuff and nonsense.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like this.
Like what? Some of the lyrics, right? Get out of the car, long hair.
Yeah. This is like where the parents oppose the rock and roll revolution of the younger generation.
Oh, okay. And so, yeah, your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll leads to problems.
Yes.
Like in your life or whatever, not fitting in or something.
Like doing things in the car and stuff
that. See, that's what I was just talking about. Yeah. Like, you find go into the drive-in, you find a place to park, right? You know, and then out of the car, long hair. Yeah. You know?
Now, when this song was released as a single, it was Loggins and Messina's biggest hit, as well as their only gold single.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So this was, you know, kind of the, good Lord, guys, that's a big hit.
Yeah.
You know, well, let us put Loggins and Messina in the back seat where they belong.
Oh, sure.
And give them a taste of your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
You're coming with me, the local police. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Well, I think we've got another one we can sneak in here.
Yep.
That I guess to me is one of my favorite dance related songs done by the Bobby Fuller Four. And the Bobby Fuller Four had other, shall we say, hits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The main big one being I Plot the Law on the Wall One.
Yes.
Yeah. But this particular one entitled Let Her Dance. Just has a certain, I can't explain it, John, but it's got, I think it's because it has the craziness of somebody adding tapping to a beer bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's in there, you know.
Yeah, to make the tink, sound. Tink,
yes.
Tink, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the group played it forever and ever and ever, and I don't think it deserved the fate that it actually garnered.
Oh, yeah. It ought to have had a higher place on the charts and all that.
I think so.
You know, it's got this unrelenting energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It's just got this, you know, bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. And it's not like the sound bam is in there. I mean, just like dance, dance, dance. You know?
Yes.
Let her dance, let her dance, let her bam, bam, bam. Yes. You know?
Should we let it cook?
Oh, sure. Okay.
The Bobby Fuller Four, ladies and gentlemen. With Let Her Dance.
We ought to answer the question, what were the top three, right, all time, right, most popular or most famous dance songs, right? Especially the ones that had dances associated with them. So, number three, all right?
Right.
Is
ta-da.
YMCA by the Village People, okay?
Yes.
Number two is Thriller by Michael Jackson. Okay, and number one.
Number one.
Is Macarena.
Okay.
Yep. So there you go. YMCA, Thriller, and Macarena. All right. So if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org. And you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. All right. You can go to prairiepublic.org and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. And you can listen to more episodes of this show there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault and listen to more of this program there. So, Dad, are we supposed to keep on dancing, or are we supposed to let her dance, or are we supposed to dance away?
All of the above.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you for allowing me to join you, Dad.
You betcha, Johnny.
Yes, and thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.